At this time, I'd like to call to order the reorganizational meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees of January 3rd, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
So we've done the roll call. Also present, Police Chief Gamble, Deputy Chief Jabali, Joe Schaefer from Zoning Development, Assistant Chief Joe Ponzi, almost forgot your name, it's only been 40 years. Leslie Strader from Communications, Linda Greco, our HR Director, Paul Wise, Township Administrator, and Bob Matthews from Zoning and Development. At this time, I'd like to ask Tony Cato to help us with the pledge.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'd like to call for nominations for chairperson for Genoa Township Trust Board of Trustees.
I nominate Carl Gebhardt as chairperson.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Thank you. This time I'll move to for nominations for vice chair. Are there any nominations? I will move to nominate Frank D'Antonio as vice chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Roll call.
Back, go ahead.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Carries. All right, going to new business. Swearing in of Fire Marshal Anthony Cato. Pat? I will move to promote Anthony Cato. The Fire Department, January 7th, 2019, at the salary of $86,000 per year. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Pat, you do the honors.
All right, Tony, just repeat after me, okay? I state your name.
I, Anthony Cato.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
That I support the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge my duties.
And will faithfully discharge my duties.
As Firefighter Safety Director.
Fire
Marshal.
Fire Marshal.
Genoa Township,
and Genoa Township,
Delaware County,
Delaware County,
State of Ohio,
State of Ohio,
during the continuance of my appointment,
during the continuance of my appointment.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Sorry.
You could just take a minute to let Tony introduce everybody that's here with him this evening, and then we're going to let Tony's wife, Kelly, and their daughter, Gwen, and Tony be back.
First row, my mother, Sherry, nephew Christopher, father, standing in the back of us, wife, Kelly, my daughter, Gwen, and mother, father, all in the back, and all in the family.
Good. Maybe we can move him over a little bit, keep him out of that projector light.
Can you turn off the projector?
There we go. Not that we don't want the spotlight on you, Tony, but, you know, that's a little bit too literal. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, thank you. Thank you, Tony, for your service. How long have you been with the force, Tony? 16 years with the fire department. Very good. And Tony will be replacing Craig Skeel, who had been fire marshal for many years. And big shoes to fill, but we know he can do it. We appreciate your service. And thanks to the family for coming out tonight. Proud of them. Going to trustee comments. Oh, this seems a little loud. Yeah. Trustee comments. Mr. D'Antonio, anything?
Yes, I do. The trustees just received today, I think it was today, a lawsuit that was filed by Benton and Catherine Benocasar with the U.S. District Court regarding Genoa's referendum vote for the proposed rezoning of parcels at Tussex and Oxbow Road, also known as the ravines at Hoover. Because of the urgency to respond, we have to respond by January 20th, 2019. What is our plan of action going to be?
Okay, if I respond.
Sure. Please.
As soon as we received notice, I had Mr. Schaefer scan the document, the lawsuit, and we've emailed it to the prosecutor's office and also to our general liability firm. And so the general liability firm has already answered me and said that they will be representing the township in that lawsuit. Represent the
township. Does David have experience with zoning matters and referendums and litigation of this sort?
Yes. In fact, I asked him that very question. He's involved with another jurisdiction on a similar type of question in federal court of the same type of a zoning issue. So, yes, he is experienced.
Okay. Thanks.
Good.
Thank you. Will the trustees receive a draft of the response prior to it being sent?
Yes.
Because I think that there's a lot of misstatements in that approximately 50-page complaint that I think are factually incorrect, that we need to be able to respond to that. So will David be contacting us each individually, or do we have a time schedule? Do we have a game plan?
We don't have a game plan yet since the assignment was just made.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, just a couple other quick
sure.
ones. I thought, and I could be mistaken, that we were going to discuss our 2019 trustee goals next meeting. Okay. So I had it in the right month, just the wrong meeting.
Yep.
All right. So it'll be our next meeting. Paul, what's the status of our Delaware County drainage issue for Old 3 and Route 3?
At the current time, are you referring to the last meeting when the two residents showed up asking for some relief with their drainage issue or just the county?
That's the second question. That's the blockage issue where the county has blocked our investment of $150,000 from functioning properly. So that's one question, but the other question is the easement. At Route 3?
Yes, I've contacted the county three times since the last meeting, and I'm not having a lot of response. I'll ask the board for if you have any political contacts within the engineer's office. I'll ask for that at this time if you wish to assist me in notifying them. But they're aware that we're anxious to get that easement taken care of.
And also the drainage unblocked, but you probably haven't. They probably don't know that issue.
Yeah, I was able to speak with the township liaison on that issue, and their contractor on Old 3C was it was actually the gas company
I'm sorry, it was gas company. It was a gas company that was working along their tile and they have claimed that the gas company broke the tile. They've notified that the gas company to repair that. I've been in contact with the resident two times since the last meeting, and they are collectively along the road, whoever is having an issue with drainage is planning to file a PUCO complaint against the gas company for not acting quickly on that issue.
Okay. Carl, based on the last meeting, you were going to follow up, I think. Did you have an opportunity to do that?
I did. I actually talked to someone in the county engineer's office. They were not aware of the drainage issue, and I think it goes right along with what Paul was saying. They were going to come out and take a look at it. Fortunately or unfortunately, by the time they were going to get out here, the water had pretty much dissipated. I went down through there the other day, and it's pretty well gone. My concern, and I think the continuing conversation we're going to have with Chris Bauer, Bowserman, when he returns from the holiday break, was, how do we go in there and test that to make sure that, to your point, the infrastructure that we've put in up on St. Charles is still functional, and is there a way that we can test that somehow? Whether it's running water down the pipe or whatever, to find out if it's broken, and if so, where is it broken, or is it further on down heading south on Old 3C where the problem is?
We have a camera. We could run through it right. If it's clear.
So they are aware of the drainage issue. They did not know that it was that bad, but they did promise that they would be working on it.
Any luck with the easement issue?
That I did not talk to him about. But I will.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
Very good. Ms. Goodman, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. A couple things. I just want to remind folks that the audio of these meetings is available on the Genoa Township website 24/7. There's been some comments about changing the meeting time for the second meeting from evening to morning. So there is an opportunity to listen to the meetings. There are also multiple avenues to make comments, even if they aren't in person. There's always email, there's contacting individual trustees, there's sending a note, calling, all different kinds of ways. So just want to remind folks that that's available. I would like to make a statement, and it's kind of, I've been gone for a month, and it wasn't a fun vacation in Florida by any means. I was stricken with a health issue at our November 27th meeting. Our wonderful fire EMT folks took me to Riverside Hospital, where everyone thought I was having a stroke. Thankfully, that was not the case. I have something called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's GBS for short. Basically what this is, it's a stripping of the nerve, the coating, much like if you took an electrical wire and stripped the coating off of that wire and you had bare wires. So eventually what happens is your brain tells your muscles to do something, but the signal doesn't get there. I have been in a wonderful rehabilitation facility, Ohio Health Rehab Hospital on Denison Avenue, for about 4 weeks. And the progress that I have made with the help of the staff there is remarkable, as they have said. I'm still in a wheelchair, as you've noticed tonight. I'm on a walker at home. They expect that I will make a full recovery given time. And so I wanted you to all know that I'm still here. My mind is as sound as it ever was, even though some may question that some days. And I want to personally thank everyone who has expressed kindness in so many ways to me. Our own staff, our residents, friends, family. I can never thank everyone enough for all that they have helped me with. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. It's good having you back, and luckily it wasn't anything any more serious. This is bad enough. So anyhow, really the only thing I had was that comment. We came through 2018. It was a very interesting year, a lot of activity in the township. I think
lot of very positive things going on, continuing to go on in Genoa Township. I know I stopped by the fire station a couple days before Christmas, and I don't know how many trips the folks made as far as taking toys and contributions to wherever you take them. But I know the day I stopped in, and I think it was the second time the room was completely filled with toys for folks who needed some help during the holidays and monetary contributions. And that's the type of thing that probably goes unseen, you know, and just the outpouring of support from our township residents. And we just appreciate that. We still know there's people in our own township that, you know, still have issues and are probably challenged in other, you know, many ways, but to show the outpouring of support from our folks is really very positive. So I thank the fire department for doing that. I know the police, I don't think we had any major incidents over the holiday season. The weather cooperated, I think, somewhat with us, so the accident count were down. So overall, we came through 2018 in good shape from that standpoint, and I look forward to a very productive, prosperous, healthy, and successful 2019. So, with that being said, we'll now open it up for public comment.
Before we go to that, sure. For the last several years, we've had a state of the township address.
Mm-hmm.
Do we plan on doing that this year? And if so, when might that be?
Yeah, I thought it was the plan, Connie.
I would say second meeting in January is when we generally do that.
Yeah,
is that enough time, Carl?
I would think it would be Connie that would do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Last year, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Chair.
Okay.
Yeah. It's your turn.
My turn?
Yeah,
your turn. Come on, Connie.
Start writing.
come on. All right, we'll get it. We'll get something put together for the second meeting. Paul, remind me of that, would you? Okay.
Could I suggest, because I anticipate that the second meeting is going to be very scarcely attended, could I suggest that we do it the first meeting in January? That way there will be more opportunity for
first meeting.
Excuse
February.
Me. First meeting in February.
I am fine with
that. Give you a little bit more time, too.
And what we normally do is we do keep it relatively short, and then we do publish it, put it out there on Facebook or fake website, whatever. So if people aren't able to make it, they can still see it. So, okay, we'll get that one done. Anything else? If not, we'll move into public comment. Any public comment? Seeing none, we will move on. Now, this is our reorganization meeting, and this is one of those things that we just have to get through. It's the first meeting of the year where we reaffirm and policies that are currently on the books, things that we've done, whether we need to do them or not, is probably still a valid question, but we have a tendency of going ahead and doing it just to reaffirm some. So you'll have to bear with us. Those of you who are listening, we try to get through this fairly quickly. And believe it or not, we have really whittled this down to 5 pages from probably 20, 25 pages when I first came on board. So we have moved on. So anyhow, the first thing we will do is that I will move that the day and hour for the regular meeting of the meetings of the 2019 Board of Trustees be held the first Thursday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Thursday of the month at 8:30 a.m. for all months of the year. All meetings will be held at 5111 South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, unless otherwise announced. Is there a second?
Second.
A second. Is there discussion?
Since that we made this motion a few months back, I've received, and I'm assuming all the other trustees have received, numerous emails/complaints disagreeing with changing that time, and based on a survey that our administrator did, there is only one township in the immediate area that has a morning meeting. So I am not in favor, have never been in favor, still not in favor of moving our meetings to 8:30 a.m. on a weekday.
Okay, so noted. Any other comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
Retain Township Policies. I will move to retain the following policies: Genoa Township Personnel Policies, Current Police Manual and Regulations, Fire Department Policies, SOGs, Directive Protocol for Medical Alarms, and Employment Policy. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Employment policies. I will move to establish the following employment policies for 2019. Health insurance with vision, dental, life, and disability benefits for all full-time employees, part-time employees, regularly scheduled for and working at least 1,560 hours per year, and all elected officials with a $150 per month copay for family coverage, $100 per month with for employee with children. This is the one that we are going to modify, correct? So we will be modifying this, though, later on. So we should probably not even mention that aspect of it since we're going to be dealing with it. And I'm thinking out loud here. So
the payments stay the same, right?
This one will be okay, Carl. It's the
HSA. This is okay. This is the payment. This is not the HSA. You're correct.
Monthly
employee contribution.
Right. So we'll continue on $100 per month for employee with children and $100 per month for employee and spouse, $50 per month copay for single individual coverage. Two, no individual is permitted in the police, fire, maintenance, and administration buildings in the restricted areas except for employees of the township or as authorized by department leaders. Use of tobacco products is prohibited in all township buildings, grounds, parks, and vehicles. Overtime will be approved and documented by the administrator or department leader. Employees required attending meetings on their off-duty hours will be compensated at their normal hourly rate. Salary employees will not be compensated. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion?
I agree with items number 2, 3, 4, and 5. But since item 1, the employees and elected officials are only paying approximately 8% of the township costs for health insurance for vision, dental, life, and disability, I'm going to be voting no because it's all lumped together as a single motion.
Okay, so noted. Any other comment? Hearing none, roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Ohio Public Employees Retirement System and Ohio Police and Fire Pension Plan 2019 Contribution. I will move to make contributions to the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System and Ohio Police and Fire Pension Plans based on current Ohio laws. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call. Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Maintenance, Parks and Building and Grounds Department Uniform Policy. I will move to set the 2019 Maintenance, Parks and Building and Grounds Departments for their clothing and boot allowance for all full-time and part-time employees is provided cold weather clothing and boots. Replacement will be at the sole discretion of the director. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Employee compensation.
Carl, can I interrupt you for
yes.
one second? Before you make this motion, I would ask that you, on page 4 of the exhibit, that you do a separate motion for Donna Batten's employment.
Page 4?
Based on the exhibit.
Okay. So we will exclude that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, this time I will move to approve Exhibit 1, 2019 Elected Officials Employee Compensation as presented with the exception of in Exhibit 1, page 4, Donna Batten. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Because this is everything is all lumped in instead of being treated either separately by department or separately as individuals. I disagree with some of the proposed increases as well as vacation time for certain employees in there. So because the motion was made in its entirety, I will be voting no on this.
So noted. I also go ahead.
Follow-up question. How can we Genoa taxpayers passed the police levy for the new fire station, but the police unions have not come to agreement. We've not come to agreement with the police unions, nor have we come to an agreement with the fire union either. How can we be giving pay raises based on Exhibit 1 in accordance with the union contract when technically there is no union contract? That all three union contracts expired December 31, 2018. So Paul, how can we do that?
Paul, can rates within that exhibit for the union employees have not changed from the last year. There's no raises reflected in that document.
Those are 2018 raises.
So my next question was going to be, so what will the increase be? So the answer is it's 0% increase, if I'm understanding your answer correct. Increase is payment based on the existing contract that we currently have, that it has expired, not existing, based on the expired contract.
It's their current rate wage.
Okay. So in the union contract, I guess I still have a how can it be listed in the union contract when the contract isn't, in fact, expired? There is no union contract.
The contract remains in place with current language until a successor contract is negotiated.
Who says that?
The contract says it.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt, Carl.
Okay.
Roll call.
Carl. I also want to clarify, and a lot of this was done just prior to the meeting, so that's why we're kind of making some adjustments here. We also want to include in this the increase for Paul Wise, so that will be reflected. And
what is it reflected, though?
Pardon?
What is the amount reflected? Because it's not on Exhibit 1.
That's right. It'll be 2% increase for Paul Wise and a 2.5 for Joe Schaefer, which will also be included in that, as well as a 2.5, I think, for Joe Schaefer, yeah, and a 2.5 for Chief Gamble. Those were resolved to date. So, with those amendments,
roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. BZA, Zoning Commission compensation. I will move to compensate members and alternates of the Zoning Commission and BZA at $60 per meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion?
I'll move to amend that motion to increase the rate of pay per meeting to $75.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies. Back to the original motion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes, motion carries. Other business, appointment of Delaware County Regional Planning Commission. I will move to appoint Joe Schaefer as Genoa Township representative to the Delaware County Regional Planning Commission and Susan Dorsch and Paul Benson to serve as alternates. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Would it be appropriate to go ahead and do page 4 of Exhibit 1 since we're done with compensation?
Yeah, we could do that.
Would you mind doing it?
Okay. As written here, Mr. Myers, as presented.
There's a question about the vacation piece that you guys need to make a motion on. The rest of it will be you.
Okay. I will make a motion for Donna Batten as fiscal officer assistant at $28.55 per hour, 3.5 weeks vacation per year, and required attendance at meetings on an as-needed basis will be paid at a two-hour minimum. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
How many other part-time employees do we have that accrue vacation?
Donna is the only one. However, she was brought in on basically a contract at the time when we hired her, and that was one of the stipulations of the contract.
Yeah, but that contract only runs year to year, correct?
Donna doesn't fall under the policy manual, straight under the policy manual. Donna's
She does
works,
put
she
in
works,
the 1560 hours
works
plus.
She works for the fiscal office.
That's what we look at for part-time employees. Once they hit that mark, we add the health insurance.
Carl, what was your motion with regard to vacation?
The motion was 3.5 weeks of vacation. Now, I called for discussion. I am willing to amend that. Donna Batten, as fiscal office assistant, at $28.55 per hour with 4 weeks vacation per year and required attendance at meetings since there was no increase because of her situation. If Donna were to go on, well, I made the motion or amended the motion, so is there a second to the amendment?
I will second the amendment.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to amend to bump the 3.5 weeks to 4 weeks. And Donna is a different situation. If Donna were to go on full-time as a full-time employee, it would actually end up costing the township more. And she would be paid for all holidays, sick leave, all of that additional expense. So she does a great job for us. She's been here a long time. She was an experienced person when she came in. She was actually a fiscal officer over in, I believe it was Orange Township. And so we're actually adding, you know, another couple of days of vacation in lieu of some of these other costs that could be accruing to the township if we were to put her on as a full-time employee. So that's the basis of why I'm doing this. And I put it out there for discussion. And I think, Linda, you have said that we do not have any other employees that are
we do not.
In this situation.
She is a different
right.
situation.
So we're not treating her differently than any other part-time employee that are working that many hours.
No, and again, the 1560 hours that is required for part-timer to receive health benefits, she already meets that, has met
right.
it. And the vacation part, I mean, she has been here for a long time.
Right.
But what is the requirement for part-time employees to get any vacation?
That, again, was a special consideration because of the skills that she brought initially to that office.
But that's not my question.
That was not a new, that was not an old position, really. We hadn't been able to find anyone with enough experience to keep that office running until we put her in there. So, again, it was by contract at the time. Those were the stipulations that we set for her.
Essentially, if I could just speak to it real quick. Essentially, when I was elected, I hired Donna as a fiscal assistant. The girl that was here left, didn't want to be here. We hired Donna. She had great experience. She came from Orange Township. And in many fiscal offices throughout Ohio, the fiscal officer sits over here. He doesn't work with the trustees. He doesn't. His assistant works on her own. The trustees don't have any say in what goes on over there, the fiscal office. And I told Donna from the very beginning, we're not going to do that. You're going to come in here. This is where we're going to pay you. This is what the trustees approve. But as far as I'm concerned, if I'm not in the building, you report to Paul and the trustees and so forth. But the way it's set up is she essentially could close the door, right, if she wanted to, and just not answer it and call me and say, you speak to the trustees. I don't want. We don't do that. We never have. We never will, because we want to work with the trustees the best we can all the time and give you the information and so forth. So that was kind of the premise when she came in with the experience. But then the other side of that was, we're going to treat you like a normal employee, though, even though you do have some different things and you work at the pleasure of the fiscal office, you know? So if that helps any, that's where that comes from.
Well, from my perspective, though, that she is getting different treatment than all the other part-time employees that do equally valuable job for the township trustee. So that's my position.
Well, I appreciate that comment, but I refuse to accept the premise that all part-time employees, those mowing grass, those doing whatever, are at the same level as someone handling a $20 million budget and making sure the accounts are being properly maintained and that the audits are being done to the approval that we have had in the past. So I think all of our part-time employees have a role by all means, but to say that they're all equal, I will not accept that.
Well, and to Mr. Meyer's point, I have always found Ms. Batten to be very helpful. Financial things sometimes can be confusing. And when I go in and ask her a question, she takes the time to explain it however many times I need to have it explained. And I also think that she has done an excellent job on our audits recently. So I have no problem with this.
Question.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Zoning application forms. Let's go back to the appointments. Several years ago, we made a policy to have a trustee serve as a liaison to various boards and committees in the township, including one in the county. And so this is what we're doing here. Appointment to the health board has traditionally been the board chairman. Unless anyone else is interested in that, I will continue to serve in that function. I have done that before. I believe there's only one or two meetings a year. So, and we do appreciate having the health department attend all of our meetings as a representative, as well as having the director here at least once a year. So, appointment of the Township Investment Committee. Frank, that's currently you, I believe. Are you interested in remaining in that position?
Yes.
All right. I will move to appoint Frank D'Antonio, Genoa Township Trustee Representative to the Township Investment Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Is there discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Appointment of the Township Finance Advisory Committee. I believe, I'm not sure who is on that. Is that Connie?
Have you? That's me, but last year what we decided is it would be the chair of the board that would do that because of the link to the finance piece.
Okay. All right. So I will move to appoint myself. I don't know if I can do that, but I am.
Well,
unless someone else wants to do it, go ahead.
I will move to appoint Carl Gebhardt, the Genoa Township Trustee Representative, to the Township Finance Advisory Committee.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
How about discussion?
Discussion.
Yes.
Because of my experience in finance and other accounting matters, and previously been on the Finance Advisory Committee, I'm going to move to amend that motion so that I appoint myself as trustee representative to the Finance Advisory Committee.
And I will second that motion. So, move to appoint Frank D'Antonio, Genoa Township Trustee Representative to the Township Finance Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion?
I think that last year we talked a little bit about separating finance and audit to have two separate paths for those committees because they have two separate purposes. So if we do finance with Frank, then I would suggest that we talk about audit with a different trustee.
Okay.
That's the next motion.
All right. Very good. Anything else? Question?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, is there a way we can have Frank or Connie take care of that first one that we never really did a motion on it.
The health board, we really didn't do
a motion.
I'll do that one.
Thank you.
I move to appoint Carl Gebhardt, board chair, as the Genoa Township representative to the health board.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, thank you for catching that. All right, appointment Township Audit Advisory Committee, and going along with the comments that Connie made, I would agree with that. So, Connie, you want to make a motion?
I move to appoint Carl Gebhardt, the Genoa Township Trustee Representative, to the Township Audit Advisory Committee.
Second. Roll call or discussion?
Because of my experience with audits as well as finance, I'll move to amend that motion. I'm currently on the Audit Committee. They are two separate and distinct committees. Audit looks at historical information. Finance looks at prospective information. I don't see a problem with the same trustee be representative for both of those committees.
All right, the motion has been amended. Is there a second to the amendment? Hearing none. Proceed with the original motion.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Police advisory. Connie, I believe you're on that?
Nope, I think you are. I have fire.
Okay.
You want me to move the same?
Sure.
I move to appoint Carl Gebhardt, the Genoa Township Trustee Representative, to the Township Police Advisory Committee.
Second. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Now, I do know I am on the Parks Advisory Committee, but I would be open to someone else taking that spot. So, Connie?
I would be happy to take that. I only have one other committee, so.
I will move to appoint Connie Goodman, the Genoa Township Trustee Representative to the Township Parks Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Connie, you are serving on fire?
I am.
Pardon?
Yes,
I am. Yes, okay. I will move to appoint Connie Goodman, Genoa Township Trustee Representative to the Township Fire/Rescue/EMS Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Now, that does not mean that trustees cannot go to any of the other committee meetings, okay? Just to clarify that, anyone wants to go to the other meetings, they're more than welcome to. But these people would serve as more or less the liaison to those groups. All right, mileage rate. I will motion to reimburse employees the IRS standard mileage rate for all employees and elected officials for business use of a personal vehicle must be approved by appropriate department head. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. I will move to approve the Genoa Township Parks Rules and Regulations. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion?
Question. Mm-hmm. Does that include fees associated with the usage of the parks? Or is that a separate schedule?
I don't think we've ever included Parks Rules and Regulations under that. I think that's...
No, I'd prefer not to be included.
So this is just the rules and regulations part. It's not fees.
Exclusive of fees.
Exclusive of fees.
Thank you.
And I will add that to my motion. It is exclusive of fees. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Cemetery fees. Move to set cemetery fees per cemetery fee schedule on file.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion?
I think that the taxpayers have already, is this for the cost of the opening and closing as well as the purchase? I think that the taxpayers have already paid for the cost of the purchasing of the land for the cemeteries. So I disagree that they should be charged again to buy a plot if they're currently a resident. With regard to the fee schedule for openings and closings and et cetera, I do agree with that. So I agree in part with this cemetery fee schedule on file. But since we don't have that in our packet, it's hard to pull it out.
So what you're saying, Frank, is the purchase of the cemetery plot, you're fine with that. It's just that the opening of the grave is what you would not want to have as a charge to a township resident.
The exact opposite.
Free plot, but charge for the opening and closing. I have to say I'm not in agreement with that. I think the fee that we charge for a cemetery plot is extremely reasonable compared to anywhere else, resident or non. And I think that if you want to be buried in Genoa Township, that you should pay a minimal price, which is what it is, and the opening and closing fees were adjusted last year.
That's what I thought they were adjusted last
year.
Yeah,
the opening and closing fees used to be free for employees and former employees, and last year the motion was made to charge anyone and everyone.
All right. Okay. So the motion was moved to amend. There has not been a second to the motion, so we will go back to the original motion. Set cemetery fees as per cemetery fee schedule on file.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes, motion carries. Move to retain the unchanged zoning fees for 2019 on file in the zoning office and on the township website. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
I will move.
Gebhardt.
Yes. What I do?
You didn't say yes.
You didn't vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm looking ahead, man. I'm trying to cut through this. It's still passed. We move to approve the various unchanged 2019 zoning application forms on file in the zoning office and on the township website. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
What does various unchanged zoning application forms mean?
There was no change in those from the previous years.
So wouldn't it be just to approve the zoning application forms on file?
That's another way of saying it. Okay. Question.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Pay period schedule. Move to approve the 2019 pay period schedule on file in the fiscal office.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Supplemental appropriations. I will move to allow the fiscal office as needed to make supplemental appropriations within a fund at the legal level of control on the UAN accounting program. All other transfers require approval by the Board of Trustees. Sir, second?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. I will move the fiscal officer of Genoa Township is hereby authorized and directed to request the Delaware County Auditor to draw a warrant for an advance of tax monies collected on behalf of said township but not yet disbursed pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 321.34. Is there a section?
Second.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I would amend that motion to draw plural warrants because there will be two distributions in 2019 instead of a single warrant.
We don't get an advance on the second one. We only take an advance on the first one.
Why don't we take an advance on the second?
Because it comes in the middle of the year. We don't. This is an advance to begin the running of the township.
Get us going.
Yeah, but if we can get the money earlier, we can invest it more and we can make more interest.
They're not going to invest us money once we have money to run the township. They're not going to advance us the money because we already have money to run the township. See what I mean?
What is section 321.34? Okay.
You smile because you knew I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't in our packet. I don't know. So we're making a reference to something, but we don't have the basis to understand what it is we're doing.
Well, I think what we're doing is we're asking for money to run the township until the money start being collected on behalf of said township.
Until we receive our disbursement in March.
Seems
what we're saying is, hey, county, go ahead and give us the money now. But in the mid-year, in July, August, we don't need that.
But could we still get it, even though we don't need it?
I don't think that the county is going to advance us a few million dollars knowing that we don't need it.
Why don't we check on them?
We can check on it, yeah.
All right.
You could change it to warrants, and that it covers both, right? I mean,
how about warrant paren S paren.
There you go. And I'll call Sherry and ask her.
Okay, amendment so moved. I'll second.
Second the amendment.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes, motion carries. Move that the annual salaries of the Genoa Township Trustees and Fiscal Officer be paid equal monthly payments in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code Sections 505.24 and 507.09. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Motion to approve the annual township highway mileage certification of 89.97 miles for 2019. This compares to 89.18 miles in 2018. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
Where is the approval of the parks fees, since it wasn't in any of what we just did? Is it someplace else? I didn't see it if it was.
The script off of last year's minutes, and apparently it was missed last year. It was no change in those from previous years. If you want to approve them as approved on file, there's been no change for the past couple years.
Well, I think that we should know what those fees are before we just blanket
approve. Give me 5 minutes, I could be back with that.
All right, in the meantime, we'll go into the fiscal officer's report and we can come back to that. Pat?
Yeah, thanks. Just a couple things. First, ask you to move to authorize me to process a supplemental appropriation of $5,000 for miscellaneous expenses into administrative salaries for the last payrolls of the year.
I will move to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following 2018 supplemental appropriation from Fund 1000-110-599-000 to Fund 1000-110-132-000 in the amount of $5,000 for administration salaries. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
What are those two accounts?
Well, the last one's the administrative salary account. The other one's a miscellaneous expense account that has money in it that wasn't spent.
And why do we need additional money for administrative salaries?
Because there's not enough administrative salaries to finish out the year.
That's kind of obvious, but, I mean, we know what the administrative salaries are. So I don't understand why this fund is short.
I don't set the budget for administrative salaries. Unless there's overtime to people and so forth to change that.
That'd probably be in wages, wouldn't it, instead of salaries? This is salaries.
Right.
So this is for salaried employees.
Right. It's for.
And $5,000, I guess I'd like to know who initiated this request. Paul, can we table this until Paul returns, Carl?
Sure.
Next, I would ask you to approve a purchase order to fund the HSA accounts for employees. We do an annual deposit every year to, again, the employee portion of the HSA, so I'd ask for you to approve that.
All right. I will move to approve a purchase order for HSA accounts employee annual deposits in the following amounts. For a single, $550 for employees and employees with children, $825, and for family, $1,100. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
Is there a total amount there highlighted?
Total, for a total amount of $68,200, which is a reduction from last year, the last formula we used. Which that amount was $72,050.
If we didn't change it, it would
right.
be, yeah, the larger.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, but it's the, what these HSA funding is actually giving the employees additional money for their medical insurance coverages. Whether that be that they can use that, I think that they can use that for their employee contributions, I think, but I'm not sure about that. But they definitely can use it towards their deductible. And I believe that the employees are getting favorable treatment by only paying 8% of their total costs of medical insurance to begin with on their health insurance premium. So I am not in favor of giving additional funding for the HSAs for the employee insurance.
Just as a note, the HSA money cannot be used for the employee portion. That's a payroll deduction that comes directly out. They can't use that money to pay us their monthly portion.
No, but I believe that they can submit that. I don't know. but I believe that they can submit that premium to their HSA account and be reimbursed. So you are correct. The employee withholding for the monthly contribution for insurance comes as a direct payroll withholding, but I think then that that's an expense that does qualify for HSA reimbursement. So in essence, I believe that it can be covered. Thank you.
But if they did do that, just as a note, if they did do that, they would owe more toward their deductible because they weren't using that money to reach their deductible, right? Okay.
But the bottom line is we are saving the township and the taxpayers $4,000 going to this method. Vote.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries.
Last thing on my agenda is approval of purchase orders and blanket certificates as presented for 2019.
All right. I'll move to approve the 2019 annual purchase orders and 2019 blanket certificates as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
Why do we have multiple purchase orders for the same vendor? For instance, Mid-Ohio Paving. For instance, McCoy Paving.
Different projects, different services?
Same vendor. These are blank. These are purchase orders.
Right. Regular purchase order. They're limited to one vendor, but not limited to one account. So if the money's coming out of a different account to pay that vendor, then you have a purchase order for that one. If it's coming out of a different account to pay that same vendor, then you have a different purchase order. So you have one vendor, but it's not limited to one account. And then the blankets are limited to one account code, but not one vendor. So we say it's a recurring expense of X, so we do a blanket for that, knowing that we might pay separate vendors with that blanket purchase order. It allows us to easily do business and pay the vendors on time and so forth.
Okay.
Roll call. Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Before we get into old business, Paul did hand out the park shelter reservation rules and fee schedule, as well as the Genoa Township Hall rental information and fee schedule. So you now have that information. I don't know if there's any interest in taking any action on it, other than I will go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the existing park shelter reservation rules and fee schedule, as well as the Genoa Township Hall rental information and fee schedule as on file. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion?
I think because of certain instances where we've had in the past, the security deposit of $100 is significantly low and should be increased significantly. Also, once you put down the rental fee, I don't think that it should be refundable. And I'm on the Genoa Township Hall rental information form. I don't think that it should be refundable because you may have displaced somebody else who may have wanted the facility. So I think that once you're in, you're in. You're locked in. And it becomes a non-refundable because somebody you're excluding somebody else who may have wanted it on that day. So I will move to amend that the security deposit be increased to $500 and that it is non-refundable for cancellation purposes.
Okay. Motion has been made. Is there a second? Hearing none, the original motion will stand. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
No.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, under old business, biannual TIF payment, Westerville City Schools. These are issues that were discussed at the last meeting that still need some resolution. So, Paul, I'm going to be looking to you to address some of these questions. I will move to approve the purchase order to Westerville City Schools in the amount of $283,300.56 for the TIF payment for the second half of TY 2018, tax year 2018. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
We still have not received adequate answers to this TIF payment, which was due December 1. So, and Westerville Schools has been notified. And I think it's terribly irresponsible for us to be approving an almost $300,000 payment without clarification and answers to all of these questions. So I will not support that motion.
Paul, would you like to address? I know some work's been done since the last meeting.
Like I said, at the last meeting, we did have a conference call with our attorney that represents the township in affairs of the TIF, Peter Griggs. He did finally get a hold of the attorney for the school district, attorney Gillis, who answered partially the questions that Mr. D'Antonio asked about when, mostly about the repayment of the TIF. It says it won't be until, will not be made whole until after the 10-year extension period. So there's no use holding up any payments now. The city schools were shortened all the first 20 years of the TIF and was in operation. It was a 50% TIF at that time. And when in 2015, when the new TIF agreement came into play, the board, the township board, along with the school district and the city of Westerville agreed to a 100% to the school district, and so on the payback. So in the school district's opinion and our attorney's opinion that we should begin paying back these amounts immediately without question. And whether or not we know the amount right now, the two attorneys were going to work on that dollar amount, what the total payback will be, but it's definitely not going to occur in the third year of the payback period of the new TIF agreement, according to the email I received today.
Okay. So even though the millage is calculated wrong and there's uncertainty about what this administration fee or less 50% of one mil, you're saying to go ahead and make this almost $300,000 payment?
That's my recommendation.
Have we made similar payments in the past?
Yes, we've made 3 years worth of payments.
All right. I think we need to continue to be, you know, monitoring the situation, but I mean, I don't see a reason at this point if we've overpaid them by some stretch of the imagination or in actuality, we'll just deduct it from the next payment if and when that comes due. But I think if our attorney is saying move forward, it's the agreement. It's what we've done for since 2015 with the new agreement. I see no reason to move. Not to. So, any other discussion?
I would agree that this is due, and as Carl said, you know, we could, if we've overpaid, we can ask for a reduction next year. I think we're pretty lucky that they didn't charge us interest since we are past due since December 1st, I believe.
Yes.
So
there's no provision in the agreement to charge interest.
Thankfully.
Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
No.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries.
Chairman, when I left the room, apparently there was a question about the authorization of supplemental appropriation for salaries for administration. I did have a discussion today with our fiscal assistant about that issue. When the appropriations are set up in the prior year, we try to anticipate all the situations and account for all salaries, but we don't put a lot of money in those over what we think we're going to need. At the end of the year, we don't stand up and high-five each other once we have a carryover of appropriations. We try to schedule those as close to what we think they're going to be as possible. So with the 8 or 9 people under the administrative section of the general fund, I try to get those figures as close as possible. Donna said she ran a little low this year. It doesn't account for anyone in our policy manual. There's a provision where a person, if they want to buy back 2 weeks of vacation, that's a provision in the policy manual. So this year I was aware that there were some buybacks of vacation that I didn't anticipate back when we appropriated those a year before. So that would account for any overages.
So does this pertain, Paul, to But this pertains to salaries.
That is a salary line item, is that?
So we knew all of those individuals' salaries for the full 2018 year, correct?
We try to schedule those as close to the appropriation as possible.
Okay. And you're saying that somebody cashed out 2 weeks of their vacation?
If not,
2 weeks of vacation?
There could have been several people.
Okay, multiple people. So that's what has created the $5,000 shortfall in this account?
Could be a portion of it, at least.
Yeah, a portion at least of that.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, back to old business. Dump truck lease agreement. I will move to enter into an agreement with National Cooperative Leasing for the 60-month lease of a 2019 Kenworth T370 cab and chassis dump truck. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion? Bob? Pat? Or Paul? I think you've had some discussions, conference calls, et cetera.
Yeah, we had the conference call last Friday. And as of 11:30 this morning, the leasing company could not get their attorney to agree with the changes that we talked about Friday. They said they were being not protective of their company, so he was still trying to get the lawyers to go along with it. He said that the most of the things that need to change, the only way they would be effective would be if the township defaulted on the lease payments.
Who was on that conference call? Well, you say there was a conference call?
Paul, Frank, me, and two guys from National.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the National guys, although we requested that they be decision makers, and we agreed to certain things, tentatively agreed, and we agreed to disagree on certain ones, and we compromised, and they were all good with taking it back then and implementing it. That's the way that it was left, but we still don't now have resolution, and we don't know which ones they're agreeing or which ones they're not agreeing to, but the National people, National Leasing, we ended the conference call with, we were, both sides were in agreement. We don't know which ones, which items, their legal people are not in agreement. And I'm not sure, Bob, what you told me earlier was that they haven't been able to get a hold of their legal people. Is that some sounds a little different?
I didn't say that. I said they were trying to work it out with their legal people.
Okay. Do you know if they talked to them?
They've talked to them many a time since Friday, is what he told me. I do not know the questions, which ones they got to hang up on. I do remember from the conference call, they said they would talk to their lawyer and try to get it changed the way we wanted it.
But both parties agreed at the conference call. We were both in sync, were we not?
Yes, we were.
Right. So I would suggest that before we spend $150,000-some, that we wait to get the revised lease agreement from the lessor.
But I thought you said we were in sync. I thought you said that there was an agreement between the parties that, yes, this is acceptable to the company and to us.
That was my understanding when we hung up that they would get, as long as they could get their legal people to say okay to the changes, then we were in sync.
We asked for the decision makers to be present on the conversation, Carl. Unfortunately, National did not have the decision makers because it appears that the legal department is their decision maker. The operation people and the sales people were on the conference call, and they were in agreement. But we don't know what the communications are with their legal department.
Is So when what's the timing of getting whoever's supposed to agree to? It sounds like we had an agreement, but we haven't seen what the agreement actually is. Is that correct?
We had the lease before on paper. I have not seen a new lease since the conference hall.
I've got the edits in the ones that we agreed to, but that doesn't mean anything until we get a revised document, a signature document.
All right. You know, I'm to a point where, you know, this is, we're almost going to continue to delay this just to play this out. I'm going to withdraw my motion on this because I think that we sometimes are our own worst enemy. If we have an agreement between the two parties, but the only thing holding us up is we haven't seen what that agreement looks like on paper. Is that correct?
That's the correct.
So, Frank, are there issues? Your issue is until you actually see it in writing, you're not comfortable with it. Is that correct?
Right. Based on what Bob has said, that certain ones, we don't know what. Let's just hypothetically say that there were 15 issues, and let's hypothetically say that we agreed with 7 of those 15.
Okay.
We gave those 7. We were in agreement.
Okay.
Both parties were in agreement with those 7.
All right.
We asked for the decision makers to be present at the conference call. Obviously, they weren't. We thought we had an agreement with those 7.
Okay.
The mission of the conference call was to execute this lease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was what we fully intended, and both parties stated that up front.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, though, they went back to legal, and legal doesn't agree with some or all of those 7.
Okay.
So now we're in the unknown zone.
Okay.
So I don't think that we should be approving something until we know what it is we're approving.
Okay.
So I have a bit of a different question on this. What are we doing one truck short? How are we fulfilling what we need to do?
Thank goodness it hasn't snowed.
All right, we're going to get this resolved at the next meeting, okay? So I would be making some efforts to try to get National Cooperative Leasing decision makers to make decisions because we're going to make a decision at the next meeting one way or the other because I just, these things are, I understand the need to be conscientious and make sure what we're getting into, but sometimes we become our own worst enemies.
We could also have a special meeting if we get an agreement, lease agreement that we want. We could convene a special meeting just to take care of that.
I would hope that we could get this resolved in the next 2 weeks, if not.
And Bob, have you looked for any alternative leasing companies in the event that this one falls through?
There is no other leasing company for Kenworth.
Did you check with Kenworth themselves?
Yes. That's who gave me that. That's who they deal with for all their trucks that they lease. They lease through them.
Okay. It's just pray for 50-degree weather from next 2 weeks. All right. Approve purchase order to Falcon Global Supply. I'm going to move to approve a purchase order to Falcon Global Supply in the amount of $2,900 for a ballistic shield. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
You want me to go ahead and...
Please, Chief.
And before I begin, I'm just to advise you, I'm dealing with some type of ear infection, which is impacting my hearing. So if you ask me a question, I ask you to repeat it. Please understand that that's what I'm dealing with. At the last meeting, Paul presented my request to purchase a ballistic shield. I understand there were a lot of questions, so I've tried to answer some of these questions. I'm going to use a PowerPoint. So the request is to purchase ballistic shield for $2,900 using federal seizure money. What that means is there is absolutely no cost to Genoa taxpayers with this purchase. It's drug seizure money. Next slide, please.
Well, could I ask a question during your presentation, which is if we weren't using this money for these shields, could we use it for other other purchases?
I'm going to address that in the presentation. Okay, what is the shield and why is it needed? The ballistic shield is basically almost 2.5 feet by 3 feet with a light window handle and weighs 35 pounds, which is difficult to hold one-handed, that in one hand and a firearm in the other. The shield will be used by members of the Delaware County Tactical Unit while making entries on active shooter situations, barricades, and high-risk search warrants and arrests. The shield will protect officers from gunfire up to 5.56 rounds, which is a semi-automatic rifle, AK-47. Six shields are being purchased for the DTU, and when I say DTU, it's a SWAT team to replace old shields. The county is paying for two, Westerville is paying for three, and Genoa is paying for one. The shield that we purchase will be owned by Genoa Township. Next slide. Why doesn't the sheriff buy all the shields for his defensive tactics unit? The Defensive County Defensive Tactics Unit is a multi-jurisdictional unit with members from the Sheriff's Office, Delaware City, Westerville, Dublin, and Powell Police. No one agency could field a SWAT team by themselves. That's why it's a cooperative, multi-jurisdictional SWAT team. The sheriff does buy the majority of the equipment for the team, but does ask for cost sharing by member agencies. So he spends a lot of money for this. We spend very, very little. Each agency buys the specialized equipment for their members. So our members have different helmets, some different tactical gear that we buy. This cost sharing also fulfills the number two trustee goal for 2018, actively pursue all funding options and shared cost options with other municipalities. So the next slide. So how does the sheriff share costs with Genoa Township? And I'll preface this by saying I estimate the sheriff's department saves us probably close to $1 million a year. Sheriff provides significant cost savings to the township above what he is required by law to do. We're fortunate to have Sheriff Martin do that. The sheriff provides all radio dispatching function free to the township, which is an annual savings of several hundred thousand dollars. If we did our own dispatching, we'd have to hire probably 9 to 10 employees, buy radio infrastructure, so you'd have at least nine full-time employees, salary, benefits, all the radio infrastructure. The sheriff provides all that 24/7, doesn't charge us a nickel. The sheriff provides all of our walkie-talkies at no cost, another savings of probably $150,000 to $200,000 to the township. Anytime we need new walkies, he provides them at no cost. The sheriff provides a records management system to the township for our electronic report taking. Our own system would cost several thousand dollars. We pay about $5,000 to $6,000 a year for that. The sheriff can, if he wants, and he's saying this out loud, but he can charge us jail fees for our prisoners. I know when I was in Columbus, we paid about $1 million a year from CPD to the Franklin County Sheriff to house our prisoners. Now, we don't have that number of prisoners or staying that long, but he could charge fees. He doesn't charge any fees. So in return for all that, I want to use $2,900 of non-taxpayer money to participate in the cost sharing. Next item, where's equipment stored? The officers carry their individual equipment, their IE, their uniforms and rifles with them. The shield and other large items are stored with their equipment vehicles for DTU. Number of reasons for that. One is the officers typically, on emergency call-outs, they have planned missions and unplanned missions, emergency missions. So on the unplanned missions, they respond directly to the scene if they're working from here, but generally it's from home because they're off duty. So, for example, one of our tactical team members lives in Delaware. If they have a hostage barricade in Delaware, to store the shield here, he'd have to drive here from Delaware, pick up the shield, and drive back to the scene. It's just not practical. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever to do that, to have them respond here to get their necessary equipment and delay the response to the emergency situation. We do currently have a shield of our own, a ballistic shield of our own, that we rarely use. Obviously, in SWAT situations, in the high-risk entries they make, they're going to use these more often than we would. One of the problems we have with as big as a shield is, it's difficult to fit in our cars. The trunks are full, so when you put it in, if you can fit it in the trunk of the car, it gets damaged a lot from being slammed in there and being put around. And you need to get other equipment out. You have to take the shield out and do all this other stuff. Sometimes they've carried in the back seat of the cruiser, which is not great. If you get a prisoner, then where are you going to put the shield? So they rarely use it. The other thing, again, there's rarely situations where we would have the need to use it here. Even on an active shooter situation at the school, the officers aren't going to try to lug a 35-pound shield in to do that. The SWAT team comes in as a secondary mission. I won't get too deep into that. But the biggest practical reason is they need to respond directly to the scene, and it's frequently off-duty. It doesn't make any sense to have them drive all the way here to pick up their equipment. Then if we did that, for example, Westerville, they got to drive to get Westerville to get their three shields. So it doesn't make sense. Next, why do we have officers on the DTU? We have three officers who serve part-time on the Defensive Tactics Unit. The officers receive exceptional tactical training and experience that they bring back to our department, and that's really key. Second bullet point, you see we had a situation about 2 weeks ago where we got a call. There was a gentleman, for some reason, called the Dublin police and said he was going to commit suicide. He basically wanted the police to do it. When he said, when the police come, I'm going to come out with a gun and make them shoot me. Four officers responded. Two of those were our tactical team members and two brand new officers. It was a situation where clearly we could have been forced into a deadly situation using deadly force on this individual when he came out. The SWAT tactical members, through their training and tactics, were able to get him to safely come out and surrender with no problem. Our participation is an example of multi-agency cooperation that is vital in law enforcement. A narrow-minded view would be each agency only worry about their own jurisdiction. So we only worry about Genoa, Westerville, Henders, Westerville, Delaware. It doesn't work that way in law enforcement. What we do with the DTU is a force multiplier. It also helps with officer retention. There are very few things in a small agency we can do to encourage officers to stay with our department and not come here and hop to another department based on salaries and other things. For example, Westerville is going to be hiring 10 officers this year. We're very concerned that we may lose officers to Westerville because of the vast pay difference and benefit difference. With offering the ability for officers to get on a SWAT team, another method of retention. If they went to Columbus, they'd have to wait 25 years to get on a SWAT team. So one of the smaller things we can do. Next, let's talk about federal seizure funds. Two types of drug seizure funds, state and federal. I'm only going to talk about federal. The result of the Department of Justice asset forfeiture program usually come as a result of assets seized during drug investigations. They can come through other investigations, but typically drugs. We receive money usually from the county drug force from investigations we have participated in, although we have no members on the task force. So we've had a couple drug houses in the township last year that we responded on. We called in the county drug task force to process them. We don't have the personnel to do it. We don't have the experience to do it. We don't have the expertise. We don't have a property room big enough to store the drugs we seized. They came in, Sheriff's Department drug task force, with officers from multiple agencies. They processed everything, seized all the money, did all the prosecution, all the indictments, everything. They processed all the forms for the drug seizure money. We get a share of that because we were the initial responding agency, although we did almost nothing. So the money I'm spending comes from the work of the Delaware County Drug Task Force. So there's very strict guidelines on who can spend the money and how it can't be spent. So this is the booklet on how it can be spent. Point out a couple things. The expectation is the money should be spent, and you just don't leave it sitting dormant or growing in an account. It's intended for law enforcement agencies to spend this. So I'm trying to do what the federal guidelines suggest. Supplanting or directing of expenditures by governing bodies is prohibited. There's language in here basically says that a governing body should not, basically we can be kicked out of the program if elected officials try to tell me how to spend the money when it comes to federal money. Because that gets into supplanting where you're replacing budgeted items by using this money. This is supposed to be money above and beyond what's budgeted. So I did not budget for a ballistic shield last year because I didn't know it was going to be needed by the Delaware County DTU. So where people get in trouble with this federal seizure money is where the elected officials start saying, well, spend it on this, spend it on that, spend it on that. That's called supplanting. You can get, not only can you get kicked out of the program, they can, the DOJ can sue to get the money back that they've put into the program, or previous money, even money you've already spent. So, again, I've got the manual here. You're welcome to get a copy of it and go through it. So, summary, no cost to Genoa taxpayers with this purchase. Fulfills the 2018 trustee goal. We benefit tremendously by our participation with the DTU. Storing this shield with the DTU equipment is the most practical way to do it. And our federal drug seizure monies come mostly from the work of other agencies, and this purchase is exactly what they're intended for. So with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Chief?
I noticed on the presentation that Delaware, Dublin, and Powell were listed, but yet they're not contributing to funding these six shields. How come they're not participating?
Also, Westerville is a member of it. They're purchasing other items. I can't, off the top of my head, tell you what the other items are. We meet, we have a group called the Delaware County Law Enforcement Executives, headed up by the sheriff, all the chiefs of all the departments that are member agencies. We meet at least quarterly. We go over a multitude of things, one of them being the DTU equipment. They'll talk about the equipment needed, and at various times, different departments will step forward and say, I'll purchase this, I'll purchase that. This was our opportunity to share costs.
The Genoa, though, is the only township that has a police department in Delaware County. Are the other counties participating in their fair share of DTU expenditures? Because the DTU is covering the entire county, not just Genoa.
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat, please?
Genoa Township is the only township with a police department. Yet the DTU covers all townships. Are the other townships, I think there's 15 townships in Delaware, are the other 14 townships paying their fair share for tactical equipment? Or is it just those that have police departments?
You would have to ask that question to the sheriff. I'm only aware of what the police departments pay. I don't know, other than the taxes they pay to the county.
It's the same as Genoa taxpayers pay the same taxes.
Yeah, but
to the county.
You could also use the argument that Harlem Township pays for our dispatching, but they get no benefit from it because they're paying the county taxes. We're not paying anything up above and beyond. So,
Chief,
I'm not following.
Chief, would it be possible, since it's only the police departments that are involved in this that are getting the seizure money? So, if there's a drug bust in Harlem Township, does Harlem Township get seizure money?
No. Okay. Only law enforcement agencies can get them,
right,
and they can only be used by law enforcement agencies for law enforcement purposes.
Right. So that would,
they have a long list in here of what are appropriate expenses and what are not. One of the things I want to do this year is use more of our federal money and spend it down.
Right.
It's problematic when you just leave the money sitting there.
So, again, this is seizure money. This isn't tax dollars.
This is drug money.
So, drug money.
Drug dealer money.
Right. So a township that doesn't have a police department isn't going to get the seizure money because it only goes to those townships or those agencies that,
yes,
do. So whether other townships contribute or not, that might be a fair question to ask, but it really is not necessarily relevant to the drug seizure forfeiture expenditures.
No.
Okay.
And one of the things with this program, again, you know, it comes from drug seizure money. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, recently, I know the Drug Task Force had a close to $1 million seizure. Now, we don't get any of that because we weren't involved in that investigation. I know in Columbus, you know, we have millions a year that we spent on equipment.
Chief, I think at one time we had a representative that may have been on the Franklin County Drug Task Force.
Yes.
And
he's no longer on.
Right. When you came on board, I think we shifted that person.
They did not go to the Drug Task Force again. The Drug Task Force wants a full-time member.
Right.
We don't have the staffing to give them a full-time member at this
right.
point.
That's what I thought.
We have tried to use some part-time people recently to help out.
Okay.
I can't talk about any investigations, obviously, but, you know, you never know. You go on one of these things, the one in Columbus where we hit a stash house, a bunch of marijuana, went to the house, it was cartel members. Guy was leaving with a briefcase or suitcase full of $900,000 in cash. And got him before he got out of town. You never know.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Chief. Very thorough. And I guess we owe Sheriff Martin a note of thanks for the contributions that he's been making. So appreciate that.
It's kind of under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the cooperation between the law enforcement agencies and the county is unlike anything I've seen in Franklin County. I mean, they do a good job there, too, but it's another level.
Great. All right. Thanks, Chief. All right. I believe I did make a motion.
I seconded it.
And it's been seconded. Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Change healthcare EMS rate increase. Joe?
Good evening. In your packet, you should have a letter from Change Healthcare, which is our EMS transport billing service. Probably were McKesson when we originally signed on with them originally, and they got purchased by another company, and now they are Change Healthcare for several months now. Basically, in short, the letter is notifying you, the Board of Trustees, and also our agency that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid has recently released the annual ambulance inflation factor for calendar year 2019 and has approved a 2.3% rate increase for EMS services. As you can also see in the letter, it says that you're not limited to raise rates by 2.3% if you so choose, and you are also not bound to change any rates if you so choose. So what we would ask for or recommend would be a change that is reflective of the 2.3% Medicare and Medicaid service annual inflation rate, and we can change the applicable billing rates and get those in effect. And then my other question would be is who would we put down as the authorized signature? I don't know if that might be Paul. I think Paul may have signed the original contract on behalf of the board.
Okay. Very good. I will make a motion to approve increasing the ambulance inflation factor, to 2.3% as recommended by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Is there a second?
Second.
And this would be for calendar year 2019.
That's correct.
Your second, made and seconded, discussion.
So the federal government has said that the annual inflation for 2019 is 2.3%, if I'm understanding their correspondence to us.
I would, from my reading of the letter, Frank, is that they are approving a 2.3% rate increase for EMS services. I am not sure that that is reflective of whole as the economy of a 2.3% inflation rate, but what they have approved is a 2.3% increase in billing rates.
And that's for Medicare and Medicaid.
That's correct.
Right. Because there is no, I mean,
there's no set fees for other insurances.
Right.
Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, et cetera.
Okay. Any other questions?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. Tuition reimbursement.
Tuition reimbursement. I would like to entertain a motion for to allow firefighter Tyler Huber, who has successfully completed his probation period with the fire department, to begin coursework through the University of Cincinnati in pursuit of his fire science degree from, as I said, the University of Cincinnati. Attaches a letter of his copy of the schedule of tuition of $459 per credit hour, or basically $5,500 per term for full time.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve tuition reimbursement for firefighter Tyler Huber as per our employment policy. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion?
I think that our employment policy is to reimburse after successful completion and a certain grade point average. Of course, I'm not familiar with advance approval to take courses, which this is what this implies.
Actually, stipulated under the collective bargaining agreement under Article 16, the member must request permission prior to enrollment to ask for reimbursement upon the successful completion with a certain achieved grade point or grade at the resultant end, which they must provide to you as a result of, hey, I passed this class, here's my A, I request reimbursement for said class.
So in addition to the employment policy, we should also include in that motion the
collective
bargaining agreement.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So there's no funds that are being expended at this point in time. There's no advancement of funds.
No advancement of funds. The bargaining agreement clearly states that they must successfully complete by the bargaining agreement, achieve a certain grade before they're eligible for reimbursement. This is just the formality of asking to begin his college coursework.
Right. I understand. Okay. Just his letter was not that clear to me as compared to your explanation.
Very good.
Okay. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion passes. Announcements, January 7th, 2019, trustee meeting. Zoning, township trustee zoning meeting will be at 6:30 p.m. at the hall. January 9th, 2019, place advisory committee, 7 p.m. at the fire department. January 9th, 2019, parks advisory committee, 7 p.m. at the administration building. And our next trustee meeting will be January 17, 2019 at 8:30 a.m. here at the office. There was possibility of an executive session, but I believe there is no need for an executive session.
Carl?
Yes?
Just to clarify, the trustee zoning meeting, that is for the synchronization of the comprehensive plan and the zoning resolution. I know we've got a lot of different trustee zoning meetings that we've had, but that one is limited to that one.
Yep.
And I would like to go into a brief executive session to discuss the status of labor negotiations with the two police unions and the one fire EMS union.
Okay. Is there a second? I'll second that. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. We stand adjourned into executive session at 8:06 p.m. Okay, at this time, I will make a motion to come out of executive session. Time is 8:23 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes, motion carries. No other business come before the board. I will make a motion to adjourn at 7 p.m. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. Stand adjourned.